Yorkton Council gave unanimous support to all three readings of a set of amendments to the city's fire prevention bylaw. This bylaw amendment follows a complete review of the fire prevention bylaw that looked to ensure that requirements in the bylaw are still appropriate and fitting the needs of the community, detailed the report circulated to council. The amendments most notably included a new section to address unsafe outdoor living. This section only applies to city-owned property. If a tent or temporary shelter is on private property, it will continue to be dealt with through the RCMP as a trespassing concern. The intent of this section is to ensure safe outdoor living for individuals who do not have another location to stay and ensure that they are staying in locations that will not put themselves or others at increased danger, explained Trevor Morrissey, fire chief, with the city. As council is aware, houselessness is becoming more visible in our community, and putting the appropriate parameters in place to ensure safety will allow us to keep our vulnerable populations safe. These concerns tie into our emergency measures operations, EMO, as it may displace a vulnerable population when temperatures become critical in the winter months. It's important to remember that the houseless population in Yorkton that we're discussing are members of our community too, noted Morrissey's report to council. Morrissey said the focus will always be working with people, which he added was better than becoming the hammer. In addition, the amendments also looked at rental housing concerns. An economic boom in the area, bringing large numbers of short-term workers into the community, has created a corresponding boom on our rental housing market. Administration would like to take steps to ensure that available rentals are meeting minimum safety requirements, detailed the report. Administration proposed introducing rental housing licensing and inspections to ensure rental housing is maintained and safe for renters. The fire department will inspect properties for life safety and fire safety concerns and will require property owners to correct the deficiencies. Approximately 25% of residential housing in Yorkton is rental housing, detailed the report. As the rental market is currently booming, more and more we're seeing residential houses being used as full rentals or split into multi-unit dwellings. This is also becoming popular for property owners to rent out portions of their house to help make mortgages more palatable. These new trends that we're seeing brings a potential for unsafe housing added to the rental market, and with a low rental vacancy rate in the community, it leaves little options for people to find safer housing. The intent of introducing this section is to promote safe rentals and voluntary compliance, but also to have parameters in place if rental units are not maintained to the minimum standards. In addition, fire pit changes are part of the revamped bylaw. Administration has clarified reasons why an open-air permit may be revoked or why fire protective services would limit usage. This simply clarifies a practice that's already in place, stated the report. Morrissey said it's about keeping the community safe. This all relates to public safety, he said.